This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Mexico GMO corn ban was found to violate the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. We'll have more right after this.
December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones and friends while celebrating the holiday season. It is also a time for farmers and producers to review what they have accomplished over the past year and take time to enjoy the holidays. With a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock, December allows farmers and producers to reflect on what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holidays.
This year will end on a high note for U.S. corn growers as they take a victory in the trade dispute with Mexico. In February of 2023, the Mexican government put out two decrees that dealt with corn imports from the U.S. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said both decrees were found to be in violation of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
Both said that they did not want genetically modified corn from the U.S. One was about white corn that you use to make food products such as tortillas and such. And the other was about the yellow corn that goes into livestock feed. So the one about the white corn said, no, we're not importing that anymore. Don't want. And the other one said, we want the Mexican government to find other sources. We want non-GMO yellow corn.
The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative brought the case before a USMCA dispute panel that made its decision last week.
The dispute panel, which is made up of persons from all three countries, decided for the U.S. on all counts. The main points of their panel decision were, one, that the Mexican measures were not based on science, and two, that what they were doing was undermining the market access that Mexico agreed to provide in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
Salmonson said there are two major steps ahead for both the U.S. and Mexico.
One, within 45 days, Mexico needs to come into compliance, which probably means they will withdraw those decrees or at least act going forward like they don't exist. So we'll see what form that takes. The second point is that all three countries are heading into a scheduled review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
Learn more at fb.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.